there is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
The Insurgents, yes, brought to you by Universal Music. That's the Insurgents. The establishment attempts to co-opt and take everything over, ladies and gentlemen. But they're not taking us over. We are here to fight the New World Order. We are here to expose them. This is Alex Jones, and I got to covering so much other news today. I didn't spend as much time as I wanted to on the open attack on free speech. They have draconian legislation introduced that will heavily restrict free speech in the United States. Even major law journals are reporting on something separate from the Hate Crimes Act they're trying to pass. Boing Boing, linking to mainstream news articles, reports that law professor Eugene Volk has written about U.S. House Representatives' bill proposed by Representative Linda Sanchez and 14 others that can make it a felony, federal felony, to use your blog, social media like MySpace, Facebook, or any other media on the web to cause substantial emotional distress through severe, repeated, and hostile speech. That is a quote. And that's what they say in Europe. Well, the government decides if that could hurt somebody's feelings. It is illegal to criticize immigrants in Europe. It is now illegal in England. They have banned Michael Savage from ever traveling to England. They mix him in with heads of the Ku Klux Klan and others who shouldn't lose their right to travel either. See, they always do it with some unpopular group. Canada is one of the first Western nations to do this. They detained me up there and said they were going to arrest me and set me up and put me in prison until the media found out and ended up being an international news story. Back in 2006 in Ottawa trying to cover Bilderberg. So this is what we're facing. And just today, we have the text of this new bill that is introduced. In fact, guys, this is just an Infowars.com story. Do me a favor. I'm going to give you this article. It's one of the Infowars.com headlines. Is your blog a weapon? And if you link on the mainstream news article we're linked to there, you can go to the bill itself. I want to show folks that bill number because, of course, this article doesn't tell people the bill number, and that's important. I then have this here. Hate bill passes judiciary with pedophiles protected. Yes, it says H.R. 1913. You can't make this stuff up. If you criticize pedophiles, you'll get in trouble. Now, in case anybody is doubting us about this, here is an article. This article right here is out of prisonplanet.com, but it links to ITN News. It's one of the top stories in England and the United States today. And they're not just singling out the Ku Klux Klan and others that it's been decided that it's acceptable or kosher by society to go after. Now it's mainline, third largest radio talk show host, former MSNBC TV host, not allowed to travel to the UK. Now, I've told people for years that it's the stated plan of the establishment with your national ID card that under a 2000 treaty is already a world ID. By the time they told us we had national IDs, the state driver's license were standardized federally and run by them, we had already been under a world ID. They always tell you about something after it's, you know, far in place. Oh, we've been torturing for 40 years. We just told you about it 2007. Oh, we've been spying on you for 30 years without warrants, but we're just now telling you about it. And they're saying that, this is the message to everybody in the U.S., England, do not criticize the immigrants because the globalists are busy bringing down Western Europe and everything else, and they've done a great job. The West is dead. Then total domination by the globalists can be completed of any free markets, any free societies, any middle classes. They like being in armored compounds up above the giant slums. They love the third world.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact: if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
They're all waving their hands at me in there. I don't know what that means. I've been analyzing what's happening in the world and societies, and evil people are just in control. The worst elements of society are in control. And Thomas Jefferson, you know, talked about how that's pretty much the perpetual position that mankind is in, because good people sit on their fat asses and do nothing against corruption, and evil just runs wild because it knows that it can take the day because good men and women do nothing. But even though I knew all this was coming, and I knew that the big central banks wrote the Communist Manifesto as a way to con the general public and the serfs back into slavery, and that the cousins of the czars had them killed, and Lenin's Train of Gold, and it's all declassified in mainline history, that the United States and England funded the Bolsheviks and propped them up the entire time so they could kill 50 million plus people in Russia. But it is interesting to discover that hate crimes, hate speech, all of this was done in the Eastern Bloc, in the Soviet Union, in Russia. They would say, we're arresting you. What you said was hurtful to a group, or what you said was hurtful to the state. And they've got bills introduced in Congress sailing through committee right now that ban any free speech on the Internet, make it a federal felony if somebody says it hurt their feelings. They are in Canada, in England, in Europe, banning members of parliament speaking on TV or traveling to different nations because of this. Talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. Savage appears on hate speech list for opposing illegal immigration. Home Secretary Smith said she decided to make public the names of so others could better understand what sort of behavior Britain was not prepared to tolerate. So see, this is about a chilling effect. This is about stopping free speech. And this is the New World Order. You want to know what life under the New World Order is like? If you haven't paid all your taxes and the local green captain, local carbon footprint captain, they're openly announcing this, hasn't filled out good reports on you, you're not going to be able to have a job. You're not going to be able to live. And they're going to run you out of your house. Folks, people can't believe this, but 99% of the time, I keep explaining this, tyranny is the norm. And you have a group of parasite criminals that work for the state that go around feeding and pushing around and burning out whoever they don't like. That's why Mexico's collapsing. That's why North Korea's collapsing. That's why most other nations, there are people squatting all over the ground in their own crap, starving to death, and kids with flies all over their faces everywhere. Because always up the hill from the kids in the piles of feces and flies is a thug with a machine gun sitting in an armored compound driving Mercedes Benz. That's how it works in Latin America and Africa and Asia and everywhere else. Civilized nations like Germany, England, Japan, and a few others have had civilization because you know, we were never perfect, but you didn't have a lot of mafia, say, in Texas or a lot of mafia in other parts of the United States. Because if somebody came to somebody in Texas and said, pay me protection money or I'm going to kill you, the person would kill the person saying that. But we were taught how to be domesticated. We were taught how to be cowardly. We were taught how to roll over. We were taught how to give in to the mafia of government. And now it's out of control. And I did some detailed rants today. I did some detailed rants today about all the different censorship and attacks on free speech going on in the United States and Europe. And it is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I, for one, am just completely and totally sick of it. I don't know about you. And, you know, I could get up here tonight and talk the entire evening about how one of our YouTube accounts, a big one that had over 1 million viewers a week and was growing exponentially, was shut down. Over 2,000 videos, great work of a volunteer over there. And it's just all been flushed down the toilet because a major newspaper filed a fake copyright infringement saying we can't hold up mainstream news articles on the air. What's next? Is the Library of Congress going to say that I can't hold up a bill? When Washington Journal and all these other shows around the country, you know, hold up news articles and show clippings. I mean, that's the level we're held to. You know, they got clips up there from mainstream TV shows from 3 years ago that have been on YouTube, on channels YouTube has partnerships with, and they leave them alone. It's all selectively enforced. Meanwhile, Google owns YouTube, and Google has announced they're digitizing all books in the world, and they're going to put them on the web and then sell advertising, and because they've got government backing with the federal judges and are a CIA front, we've detailed that the Central Intelligence Agency and NSA, what do you think Google is? That's NSA keyword tracking software, but 20 years old. That's an older version they gave the public that the NSA uses for keyword reading faxes, reading emails, and tracking everything you do. And we wrote mainstream news articles and had high-level CIA, former CIA technology experts on the show to break down, give the names of the doctors that really founded Google out of MIT, and they're based at NASA at their research facility. I mean, it's a complete government front with some twit nerds strutting around, just like Bill Gates. It's really an IBM front. When that whole company was set up, and then when the 50s, when old man Watson, the Nazi, died, he said, and this is in my film Endgame, he said, this entire thing is a foundation for eugenics. And then, people don't know what they're seeing. I was on the treadmill Monday at my house watching CNN, and they were cutting to Warren Buffett, and it showed Warren Buffett with Bill Gates Sr. Now, I recognized Bill Gates Sr., and I saw his name tag. They didn't say Bill Gates Sr. And it was those two. We ought to try to get Rob Due to get Bill Gates Sr. on, because he was signing a book. He must have a new book out. It was white with black lettering. That's the head, or former head. He's on the board of Planned Parenthood. Might as well call that Adolf Hitlerhood, because that's where he wrote in his writings. He got all his ideas. So we have this going on. And so, you know, they've all got this candy coating of we're liberals and we just don't want to hurt people's feelings, so we're going to ban you coming to our country, and we're going to ban you coming to Canada if you're George Galloway, the liberal. And, you know, they're going to ban liberals, they're going to ban conservatives, they're going to ban everybody. And now they're pushing this, doing that here in the United States, and they got the bills introduced. H.R. 1913. In a shocking conclusion to the second day of hearings on the federal hate crimes bill, H.R. 1913, House Judiciary Democrats rejected the final amendment. Representative Steve King, he insisted that sexual orientation in the bill be specified by defined and not including pedophiles. They said that's going to stay in there. And again, this is more restrictions on free speech, and that's what's happening there. But here is another bill, and it's H.R. 1966. Cyberbullying Prevention Act. And the media is pushing this all nationally. In fact, print that off for me, guys. Thanks. And we got the subsections here. It says, to cause substantial emotional distress through severe, repeated, and hostile speech. And it goes into their definition. Criticizing illegal aliens, you name it. In fact, Jason Burmes has been covering this in detail last week. It's finally broken into national news today. Domestic Extremism Lexicon, this is the lexicon, the definitions section for the last Department of Homeland Security thing that we all saw, and the feds have leaked this. They thought the public would be happy because it has Islamicists in there too, not just veterans, gun owners, and people buying ammunition. And it says alternative media, a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in mass media products and outlets. And it goes on, anti-abortion groups, anti-immigrant groups, and that's what all this says. This is going to be illegal in America, and people don't have an immunity to this. You know, people in other nations know tyranny when they see it, like in Russia or China. Here, we don't know because we don't think it can happen, and they're openly setting it up. It's openly happening. Same thing in England. They've had so much freedom, they have no idea. I mean, folks, I've been in England just walking down the street and police walk up and say, we're putting you in a database. And I talk to other people who live in England. They say every week people just walk up and ask, what are you doing in the park? Or what are you doing walking down the street? And they have face scanners to go in the bars now and thumbprinting to get food. And I mean, it's a total social engineering Tavistock Institute operation. Just amazing. So, is your blog a weapon? So we've got that going on. We need some big story on bullet points about the assault on free speech and the First Amendment. But the most incredible thing here is, I mean, here's another one. British MP Galloway banned from Canada. And I mean, and again, if they can do this to one person, they can do this to anybody. So I want to give the phone number out to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that first wrote articles basically implying we made that cop killer shoot cops when it turned out he was actually attacking us on the web. Why did the Southern Poverty Law Center, within 2 hours of the cops being dead and that guy being in custody, had already fed my name out of all the guy's internet visits? Why had they already fed that and then told the paper that he was my supporter when it turned out he was actually attacking me? Because we looked at his handle in the newspaper and went and pulled it up. Then they had to retract. But the issue is, then the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, because I held up their news article, files a copyright claim with YouTube and shuts down a channel with over 2,000 videos and over 30-plus million views. Trying to figure out how this works, folks. And then there are scores of articles admitting not just regular army arresting citizens at the Kentucky Derby. Now it's suddenly being announced all over the news, just the army everywhere, I mean, it's just happening and right out in front of everyone. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for?
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give you the phone number to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We're going to throw that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Here is the number to YouTube, and you can call and then get different extensions to different people there in the company. But you dial 650-253-0000, and they're involved in a massive purge of free speech across Google, and not just Google videos, but also YouTube. And, I mean, most of the channels I've known of are all being erased. They're just devastating the majority of sites. They advertised this whole time that it was a free, open community site. And they'll erase channels that have nothing but people's direct video uploads, you know, their own footage themselves. This show right now. But they don't care because they're starting to lose the fight. See, it's very simple. The bankers have stolen now over $14 trillion in 7 months. They will steal $26 trillion by 1 year on the one-year anniversary of the banker takeover October 3rd. Is that enough for them? No. Now they want all the new carbon taxes, and they're saying, yes, you're going to have block captains, and they've hired weird, this is in the newspaper in Austin, army intelligence people to run the local environmental groups that will make sure you're following your carbon footprint, and they're, Jefferson County News, the army's out running checkpoints on the highways, even though the governor said no. I mean, you can go read these things. Here's the Kentucky Derby. Look at that. Regular army with 45 sidearms going up and arresting citizens that jumped on the track after the race. Again, and then I was talking to Jaron, who watched the Derby. I was watching it just at a restaurant and saw the corner of my eye and freaked out. Nemo posted an article. Jaron said they had guys in berets at every door as the main security. I mean, it's just nothing but acclimation and conditioning. And then all this footage out of training drills where they practice with role players in the U.S., where they're practicing taking Americans to camps, and now Canadian footage of the Army practicing arresting local citizens and putting them in a camp. That footage and photos are up on Infowars.net, just went up tonight. Steve Watson did a key report on Canada, what's happening there. And it's just almost old hat. It's like, yeah, the Army. But so you notice they don't drop the hammer. It's just, yeah, the Army's here at car wrecks. They're here at drunk driving. They're here at the Super Bowl, Kentucky Derby. Canada announces, oh, the regular Army's going to patrol Canada now to stop drunk drivers and drunks. Same thing here. Oh, the Army's here. It's to stop drunks. Oh, look, there's an armored vehicle rolling by. It's to stop drunks. You're not for drunks, are you? Oh, there's Czechoslovakian troops doing gun confiscation training in Scotland. They're here to stop drunks. That was it. I mean, see how they have the same goal. It's the same BS in Canada, England, Australia, the United States. What, you're not for, and I keep making this point, but they're really doing it. You're not for drunks, are you? And then suddenly they're taking government local school money and having the regular Marine Corps and Army run public schools where they then threaten the kids with jail if they don't join the military and tell them it's the law and it gets caught on tape. And the officers that threaten the kids to sign onto the military or they'll go to jail, they get promoted for lying. And people put their kids in the schools and now they're becoming pure military academies. That's up on Infowars.com. In fact, pull that story up. Kurt Nimmo did a story. They've got a local Fox Channel story. People going, our tax money? You're making our school a military academy and the Marines are going to teach our kids now? And they're like, yeah, you don't dislike the Marines, do you? I mean, that's Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia where they turn the schools into military training camps. I told you under SecureCorps, Division of AmeriCorps, I read in the Philadelphia Daily News 6 years ago, almost seven, that it said they were training the middle schoolers and high schoolers with M16s in warrant service and writing dossiers on their parents. I mean, you can't make this up. And they just incrementally set it up, incrementally till you're conditioned to it, and it's now just ballooning, and now governors say no, and they say go to hell, and now Congress wants to see PDD-51, and they're told, no, you're not part of it. Here's the number to Google, folks. I mean, we can only do what we can do. 650-253-0000, 650-253-0000. You can call the president, his extension of Google. This is of YouTube. His extension is 52626, 52626. Got to dial 650-253-0000. Dial 8 to search by last name. You got to enter the first few letters of the person's first and last name. Then you enter the code. Vice President 652626. Just let them know that you're aware of their activities, ladies and gentlemen. And there is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette numbers. Burmese will give them out later. He's coming up. Lots of phone calls on the First Amendment under attack.
The GCN Radio Network. providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel law.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The ship made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we
well, I hope that I'm not a cyber bully, you know, going after the mainstream media and Glenn Beck, our savior. He's our savior, folks. And we're going to get into that in a moment. He's going to save us from the evil psyops of the Air Force One photo op. Oh, there's no photographs. Remember when we said that had nothing to do with photographs, and if they wanted to get a photograph with the Statue of Liberty, that'd be pretty easy to fly around Ellis Island, not through New York City? Yeah, that was a big gig. But don't worry, Glenn Beck will save us. We'll get to that in a minute.
Hey, Charlie Sheen IM'd me. Charlie Sheen IM'd me the other day and made the point they would have just photoshopped it. It was some type of weird psyop, and we said that. And then we said that they told people to stand down and that they knew it would panic people. And they admitted, yeah, we know it would panic people, but we don't care.
And they released that to, let's see, the Secret Service. Yeah, it's absolutely a psyop. It's absolute insanity, folks. And, you know, that might be a little bit of hacktivism on my part. I shouldn't be saying that. You know, I could be a lone terrorist. I really not only want to go over this cyber bully bill, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, again, it'll be selectively enforced. By the way, I'm no fan of Michael Savage, but I'm hearing that Michael Savage got banned in the UK. That is yet another example of how they are restricting free speech. Again, no fan of Michael Savage, but he should be able to say what he wants, especially overseas. Homeland Agency pulled back extremism dictionary. Now, the Washington Post, or is this the Post or the Times? I'm sorry, the Washington Times does this article on the very document that I talked about at length last night, the Lexicon document. Lou Dobbs picked it up. Why are we always first? Because we get the documents, we care, we give big coverage, then thousands, tens of thousands of people really, go out and email the mainstream media and they have to pick up on the story. But here they have a story where literally every single one that I checked in here isn't present. Let me repeat that. Every single one of the things that I really discussed here of any relevance from, and we're going to go over them right now, and you can look, I mean, I'm not making it up, here we go. Alternative media, they don't mention that one. They like the anti-abortion one because people have acted violent. They did mention that. Anti-immigration extremism, not mentioned in the document. Anti-technology extremism, not mentioned in the Homeland Security article. Decentralized terrorist movement, not mentioned. Okay? Let's see. Extremist group, not mentioned. Hacktivism, not mentioned. Let's see. Leaderless resistance, not mentioned. Lone terrorist, not mentioned. Patriot movement, constitutionalists, Christian patriots, not mentioned. Right-wing extremism and left-wing were mentioned really briefly, and I don't think that single-issue extremist groups were mentioned at all either. So why is that important? Oh, well, that's right. They didn't mention the sovereign citizen movement. I don't think they mentioned the tax resistance movement. They may have actually mentioned tax resistors in this. Well, we're going to read the whole thing on air. And I believe they did say something about the underground. But the majority of the things that I covered, the most outrageous ones, they don't cover. Now, why is that? They don't cover it because they want you to think that this is going after racist, dangerous groups and Odin worshippers. You know, the kooky stuff. They mix in the kooky stuff to make it sound funny, to not really let you know. Alternative media is anybody who's reporting the news not to the liking of our globalist masters. Do you understand? Let me read some of this. And by the way, we're going to take some of your calls, as we always do over here at the Info Warrior. It's 866-582-9933. The same Homeland Security Department office that categorized veterans as potential terrorists issued an earlier report that defined dozens. Now, they issued this earlier report. No one ever says where the source is. They're not supposed to release this stuff, by the way. Remember, this is for their eyes only. It's unclassified, but they don't have to show it to anybody, and they can refuse a Freedom of Information Act request for it. So it's people on the inside saying, oh my God, this stuff is dangerous, it's ridiculous, the public needs to know. Let's see. The report was nixed within hours and recalled from state and local law enforcement officials. Yeah, right. What about the classified ones that we're not looking at, huh? What about those? I'm sure that they were retracted too. It only happens when the public finds out about it, folks. Whites and blacks, Christians and Jews, Cubans and Mexicans, along with tax-hating Americans, were among several political leanings listed in the domestic extremism lexicon that came out of the Office of Intelligence and Analysis in late March. So they briefly do mention people who are tax protesters. But again, they say tax-hating Americans. That's not what these people are. People who know about common law, people who know the truth about the 16th Amendment, people who have seen America Freedom to Fascism. Remember, they feature that in the MIAC report. There's a reason, because it's a powerful tool to wake people up to the false federal organization that's as federal as Federal Express, the Federal Reserve. The lexicon lists definitions for key terms and phrases used by Homeland Security analysis that address the nature and scope of the threat that domestic non-Islamic, remember this is non-Islamic extremism, poses to the United States, the report said. So this has nothing to do with their little imaginary Al-Qaeda land. This has nothing to do with those people in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we're really going to get into Afghanistan and Iraq after Iran, apparently, and this is according to Wired, bombed three different villages in Iraq. We covered it a bit back saying, hey, it looks like the Obama administration is going to be working with Iran on the war on terror. They say they're going to help them with the Afghan war. Everything's changing. The Eurasian Union is starting to become more and more of a reality as this administration comes in. We're going to get to that later. Let's see. Under the listing anti-abortion extremism, the lexicon cites a movement that advocates violence against providers of abortion-related services. It notes that some people in the movement cite various racist and anti-Semitic beliefs to justify their criminal activities. Excuse me?
You know, that's where I really know that somebody's a racist anti-Semite when they're against abortion. I mean, that's not even as far as the document goes. If you listen to me yesterday, I mean, everybody's a terrorist. They were saying that people who don't like illegal immigrants working in this country were not only terrorists, they were violent terrorists that had acted before. They were acting like there was a precedent that people who were against people coming over illegally on the border were terrorists. And I'm sure Lou Dobbs covered that tonight. I heard that he covered the document. We're going to try to tape it or play the YouTube later on in the show or tomorrow. Let's see. Did we already do the black separatism? Let's see. The Lexicon was not authorized, was not an authorized INA product, and it was recalled as soon as the management discovered that it had been released without authorization. So in other words, we got caught, we're gonna pull the document. Do you really think that any of the policies changed? I mean, what are we? Are we like 3-year-olds sucking on a baby bottle to believe that, oh, we're just gonna stop implementing all this stuff now that we've been caught? Because that's what they always do, right? They stop when they get caught. Give me a break. They didn't even really get caught. I mean, this is an unclassified document. The classified document probably names, organizations. You can bet InfoWars is there. Probably has a little bit more of the truth, too, in it. You know, that we're not racist. That we're a threat to the establishment. That we're a threat to the mainstream media and their lies. Disgusting. This product is not, nor was it ever, in operational use, Ms. Kudwa says. Huge lie. Let's say it again. Huge. Of course it's operational. You don't hand this out to law enforcement infusion centers around the country, getting ready, by the way, for their little FEMA NLE09 exercise, where all these agencies are going to be working together very broadly. They have documents just like this one. Department of Homeland Security, you better believe it. UK intelligence, you better believe it. Australia, Canada, Mexico, come on, join the party. It'll just be the first international drill where we're stopping a terror attack. Yeah, go FEMA. Because FEMA loves you, folks. They absolutely love you. And that's why DHS is putting out documents like this one, because they love you. You know, it's not because they want to label everybody a terrorist. God forbid you tell the truth. Let's see. Representative Peter T. King, a New York Republican ranking member of the House Homeland Security Committee, said the report causes further concern that Congress needs to get to the bottom of exactly how DHS determines what intelligence products to distribute to law enforcement officials around the country. Now, wait a minute. He's on the House Homeland Security Committee and he's saying this? And he doesn't know about this document? Can I call bull? Can I say that's a lie? I mean, how do you not know, guy? I mean, you don't see any of these documents. This is unclassified. You don't get to see this? I find a hard time believing that tale. Although we have evidence that some of the groups described in this and other DHS intelligence products are an active terror threat to our nation, I would be interested in knowing why this lexicon mentioned left-wing extremist groups was deemed inappropriate by the DHS and recalled. Yet a similar report focusing on veterans, anti-abortion activists, and anti-illegal immigration activists was fit for distribution and sent out to the DHS to law enforcement agencies across the country, Mr. King said. Okay, if that doesn't tell you he's a red herring right there, all those things are listed in this document, every single one of those. Okay, let's see. Veterans are the only ones that are not listed. Because anti-abortion activists are, and anti-illegal immigration activists also are in this document. Let's just go to it. I mean, did this guy even read the document that he's actually commenting on? They're back-to-back. Anti-abortion extremism, a movement of groups and individuals who are virulently anti-abortion and advocate violence. And providers of abortion-related services, their employees, and their facilities, some cite various racist and anti-Semitic beliefs to justify their criminal activities. They all want us to be associated with the Nazis, folks. You think that people have a right to life? By the way, I'm on the fence on that issue. I don't think that I could ever get an abortion, but at the same time, I don't think I have the right to tell somebody else how to live their life. But should they be an extremist if they're trying to tell other people not to do it? No, it's disgusting. And here it is, anti-immigration extremism. So what is this article? I mean, the guy who wrote this, did he read this? Did he even read the document? It's not that long. Take about 15 minutes. I mean, he's getting paid by the Washington Times. I'm sure he's got more scratch than I do, folks. Anti-immigration extremism. This one's off the charts, by the way. A movement of groups or individuals, so it can be anybody, together, separate, doesn't matter, who are vehemently opposed to illegal immigration, particularly along the U.S. southwest border with Mexico, and who have been known to advocate or engage in criminal activity and plot acts of violence and terrorism to advance their extremist goals. Again, it's never happened. No one has plotted any terrorism to advance anti-immigration laws. No one. 0.0. Nobody. Zippo. The big goose egg. No one's done that. It's fairy tales and unicorns and leprechauns hopping around together. Okay? Johnny Nonsense. That's what that is. Nobody's done it. They are highly critical of the U.S. government's response to illegal immigration and oppose government programs that are designed to extend rights to illegal aliens, such as issuing driver's licenses. Oh, yeah, let's give the illegals driver's licenses. Or national identification cards. National, they're not U.S. citizens. So why would they get a national ID card in this country? I can't be opposed to that. I don't care if they're Norwegian. It doesn't matter to me. And providing in-state tuition, medical benefits, or public education. So if you're against any of that stuff, you're a terrorist. So again, this article, he's like, oh, well, that's not in this one, but they pulled it, you know, da 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 da. No, it is in this one. The 11-page lexicon document lists terms from A through W, beginning with above ground, which is defined as extremist groups or people who operate overtly and portray themselves as law-abiding. I am a law-abiding citizen, and I do operate overtly. How dare I? Am I above ground? Ooh, or am I underground because I'm on the naughty internet where we need a cyberbullying act? Oh, my God. Let's see. Where are we here? Above ground, which is defined as an extreme. The listing notes six categories of white supremacists. Here it is. It's the big white supremacist movement because we have to be associated with them. Neo-Nazi, Ku Klux Klan, Christian identity, racist skinhead, or Nordic mysticism and Aryan prison gangs. It's nice to know that the alternative media is right up there with Aryan prison gangs. Let me tell you, when I'm looking for something great at 3 a.m., there's nothing better than a Discovery Channel special on Aryan prison gangs. It's an honor. Thank you, DHS. You rock. Let's see what else we got. A left-wing extremist is described as someone who opposes war or is dedicated to environmental and animal rights causes, while a right-wing extremist is someone who is against abortion and for border enforcement. That report, which one's this? Oh, no, the other one that wasn't. I mean, go read the rest of it. It's disgusting. At the end, it ends with the Nordic mysticism. Never mentions the alternative media. Never mentions any of the, never mentions the hacktivism. Never mentions the anti-technology stuff. Never mentions that three quarters of this stuff is just off the charts insanity. Off the charts insanity. And by the way, I believe this is the bill right here. It is the Megan Meyer Cyberbullying Prevention Act. It is H.R. 1966-IH. That's H.R. 1966-IH. And let's see what they got. Let's see. Congress finds the following. 4 out of 5 of the United States children aged 2 to 17 live in a home where either there is a parent their parents have access to the internet. No kidding. Youth who create internet content and use social network sites are more likely to be targets of cyberbullying. What? Why are they trying to restrict free speech on the internet because people are leaving comments or they don't like blogs? I mean, that's what this is. This is an attack on the First Amendment. And if you want people to know that we do have a First Amendment, we have to keep the Alex Jones channel alive, the InfoWarrior channel alive. And they've pulled it down to YouTube. And now it's time to give out these numbers so you can call up and basically say, we're displeased big time with what you did. Big time. Reinstate the Alex Jones channel immediately. The number is 650-253-0000. That's 650-253-0000. And then you dial 8 to search by last name. When it asks you to enter the first few letters of the person's last name, do the following. It is the name is Salar Kamangar, so it's K-A-M-A-N-G-A-R, or David Ewan, and that's E-U-N. And let them know, we want our channel back. We did nothing wrong. And put the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on notice as well. David Sherbin, executive editor, 412-263-1890. Susan Smith, managing editor, 412-263-1890. 1858. And of course, Mary Leonard, Deputy Managing Editor, 412-263-0443. Tell them to contact YouTube and immediately retract their complaint so we can get the Alex Jones channel right back up again. It's still there. It's not like they deleted everything. They just stopped the account. They could reinstate it like that, folks. Like that. Like that. But they're going to claim they can't. Oh, we just can't do it. Looks like you lost everything. Oh, well, I'm sorry. My bad. Guess you're going to just have to watch, you know, the kid throwing a baseball at somebody's head. And some good fart jokes. Some old episodes of G.I. Joe. We got that for you. We do. We got that. God forbid you talk about the truth. You comment on a news article. Since when does the media own reality? That's what they'd have you believe. We own reality. Not only do we own reality, but we get to tell you what you can and can't say now on the internet with the Cyberbullying Act. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
All right, folks, we are back.
listening to the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And before we go to your calls, we're going to go to Forrest and Matt, George, and more. It's 866-582-9933. I do want to thank one of my great sponsors. I'm going to get my mother on this because she started smoking again after quitting for quite some time. It's eCigaretteChoice.com. That's eCigaretteChoice.com. It's the e-cig choice. That's an electronic cigarette. You can get a 10% off coupon over at Prison Planet. That's the code you want to punch in when you go there. The call-in line is 888-502-4972. Why go with the e-cigarette? Well, number one, you can smoke it inside because it's not real smoke. So you can take this into a bar. You can use it. You don't have to go out into the cold during the winter or the heat of the night during the summer. Just take it in with the club. And, you know, there's no tar. You know, it's got nicotine in it. It settles the crave. It's got the oral fixation going, and you can bring it anywhere. So it is eCigaretteChoice.com, 888-502-4972, 888-502-4972, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's when you can call those guys. But get on the website, get one. Hopefully we're going to have a sample to show you here soon. I know I'm going to send one to my mother shortly. Or, you know, maybe the next time I go down there, I'll just hand deliver it. All right. Moving on. Let's go to our first caller, Forrest in Texas. You're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yesterday was a historic day in baseball. The Boston Red Sox played their first game at the new Yankee Stadium. But, yeah, I was going to tie this into the InfoWar.
Okay.
So, yeah, when I used to watch a lot of sports, I still do watch sports, and not as much as I used to. But so I would pray for my team, and then my dad would say, well, the other team is praying. Their fans are praying. And that was exactly why. So the spiritual forces that are behind the New World Order, now they're doing their rituals that's about taking away liberty and sovereignty. So that's exactly why we just got to keep on praying every day.
All right, Forrest, thank you for the call, brother. Let's jump to Ann in Georgia. Ann, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Thank you so much, you and Alex both, for helping us. You are the only guys I know that have breath. And today, just after 4, I called the Gazette and YouTube, and even though I had to leave recordings, mm-hmm. I did make it known that millions of people are really upset, and they need to get this straight. But this is something that, oh, and also if you would give out an address, even though I'm a subscriber, I want to send a donation. So if you could, during the program, give out an address. But this is something I found out just a few minutes ago. And Jason, I am so angry. I'm a single person. I don't have children. I've been so afraid since I found out what's going on, but I will no longer shut up. Mm-hmm. I found out that there are 2 Muslim jihad terrorist training camps not far from where I live. And to the military and the police, instead of disarming us, American citizens, with our amendment, with our rights, why are they not going and arresting these people? They're stockpiling weapons and explosives. I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, if that is the case, a lot of the time it's provocateur. I mean, the last time, I mean, let's look at the 93 World Trade Center bombing example, okay? Now, they hire a guy named Ahmed Salam. He's an Egyptian army officer. He's working at a hotel in New York City. They have him infiltrate the blind sheik and all these other people. These people don't know how to build a bomb. The chemist does. These people don't know how to blow up a building. The chemist does. He just wants to trick them, but the FBI says, no, you got to build a real bomb. And then he says, well, we built a real bomb. I got him on tape talking about it. Now you got to go through with the bombing. So the feds actually support this thing. They want you to believe in the boogeyman. They want to set up Islamic terror. We'll be back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633.
Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Pull me to the where the bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God
live full force this Cinco de Mayo, second hour into the program. Had Alex Jones in the first half an hour, and feels like after that song it's appropriate time to talk about the war in the Middle East and this building of a Eurasian Union. There has been really a different vibe since the Obama administration has come into power, and Obama addressing the Middle East in the very beginning, trying to soften up the fact, hey, don't worry, we're not leaving Afghanistan. We're not leaving Iraq. We're going to be around for a while. Yeah, sorry. Hopefully you're going to help us. I mean, we'd hate to have to bomb you too. And it feels like Iran is going along with the program. The mainstream media, and this is an article out of March 31st, really downplayed this. And I didn't really hear it anywhere else but this Reuters news wire. I reported on it. Iran pledges Afghan help in new gestures to U.S. Iran offered help in combating the Afghan drug trade. Yeah, that's the comedy, folks. See, Iran's going to stop the drug running that the U.S. is doing in Afghanistan. That's right. It's a big black op. We deal the drugs. Get over it. It's been proven a billion times. The same network that was dealing the drugs during the days of Iran-Contra still exists. That's what reality is about. But they're saying, yeah, Iran's going to help us fight in Afghanistan, and they're really going to do some good things for us. Meanwhile, all the right's still fear-mongering. Iran, axes of evil. Iran, axes of evil. Iran, axes of evil. Today, I see this report out of Wired. Iran launches airstrikes on Iraqi villages. So it really does look like they're going to help towards the Eurasian Union. And they are going to be a strong arm for us. We're going to be working it out with Iran. Folks, I mean, let's bring the article up so they believe me. I know it's over there somewhere, guys. It's the Wired article. Iranian aircraft attacked three villages inside Iraq over the weekend. The airstrikes, Iran's first on Iraqi soil since the U.S. invasion, could complicate the Obama administration's efforts to normalize relations with Tehran. Folks, give me a break. It really shows that Iran is working with the globalists. They want a new world. It's just like Chavez comes out. Oh, yeah. Now that Obama's here, I'm shaking hands and I'm giving speeches in China about the new world order. Because I remember so many people calling into Alex's program and this program saying, Chavez is the real deal. He's a good guy. No, he's pro-NWO. For him, it's the only way to go. So don't give me that Johnny nonsense. All right, so I went through those two little stories. I got a ton of stories today, by the way. Hopefully I'm going to get through them all. I got big bird flu stuff. We're going to save that for the third hour. I got some tech stuff that I really wanted to go over. And, of course, we already talked about Air Force One being a complete and total psyop. But don't worry. Glenn Beck put the FOIA in. He's going to get to the bottom of why they had Air Force One there. Good old Glenn Beck. He's going to find out why they were flying low in New York City, because he's a hero. He's a true patriot, that Glenn Beck. We love him. Please. He's probably going to debunk it. It's going to be like, it was a serious drill and we needed to do it and get over it, America. That's what he's going to do. He's a punk. But, you know, we told you from day one, this was some kind of exercise, some kind of psyop. It had nothing to do with a photo op. And now they're not releasing the non-existent photos. I mean, come on. A photo op. How disingenuous is that? They could have photoshopped it in 2 seconds. See, that could have been real TV fakery. They could have even done a video.
True TV fakery. Faking Air Force One by Statue of Liberty.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this, running through your calls. Matt, George, James, and others. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man revolution.
All right, folks, we are back. And as promised, I'm going to shoot through your calls, maybe do a little bit more of a news blitz. I've only got about a dozen articles on the swine flu and other topics. Actually, I'm going to go through this one right here. Say hooray for the pirates. Piracy may be the bane of the music industry, but according to a new study, it may also be its engine. A report from the B1 Norwegian School of Management has found that those who download music illegally are also 10 times more likely to pay for songs than those who don't. So, again, you know, this whole argument that the internet's ruining the music industry and it's coming after the movie industry. I'm pretty sure Wolverine was number one, even with it released a month beforehand. Same thing happened with Taken. Taken was released 2 months beforehand. It was the number one movie in the world. You looked at The Lord of the Rings. The Lord of the Rings third one leaked. It was still the number one movie in the world. So their argument really doesn't hold up to snuff. All right, let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line.
How you doing, sir? Jason?
Good, man.
So I just got accepted to San Jose State University. It's right here on the peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
In Bay Area. And I'm just kind of bummed out because I was going for a sociology BA, and I look at the class list, and the first class that comes up is global global society.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes down to race and ethnicity and all these, you know, inherently racist, it's just inherently racist curriculum, and I'm just kind of bummed out. I mean, what would you say to people going into college and having to deal with New World Order education?
Well, I would say this. Number one, challenge your professors at every level. You might not get the best grade point average, but make sure to do your work. At least you can live with yourself. You know, I was always one of those kids that had a loud mouth in school, and I wasn't always right, but I would still challenge the teachers on their belief systems. You know, one thing that comes to mind is I was taking this course in philosophy, and it was very apparent to me that the professor was trying to manipulate everybody into being a pro-communist, and let me tell you how he did it. We're all on an island. There were groups of eight people, and everybody's on an island. And out of those people, you had to live and survive and procreate and the whole nine things. And how are you going to do it? You're just going to have to all work together and share and be a community. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, look.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, look, man, if I build it, it's mine. I'm not going to share it with, why should I, you know, I'm a fit guy. I'm pretty sure I can take care of myself. It doesn't mean I won't help somebody, but they aren't inherently entitled to all my stuff. You know, there was one woman on the island, by the way, and I was going to compete with the other six guys.
Yeah,
for that one chick. Exactly. I'm not going to share her. I mean, the idea of communism is so ridiculous on its face, and everybody's looking at me like I have the third head, and I'm like, this guy is trying to sell you communism, and then he's like, oh, he's right, I am.
Well, see, here communism on the peninsula.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, here on the peninsula, it's absolutely insane. Like, I went to a community college, Kenyatta College, and I walk into my American politics class a little early, and there is a straight communist demo going on where a woman is almost dressed, you know, a long-sleeved red shirt, and she has books up on the along the whiteboards, and it's all Hugo Chavez, Lenin.
Yeah, the Chavez worship is out of control.
Yeah, and I go, what is going on here? And she goes, oh, are you interested in this stuff? And I said, no, you know, this is, you know, my beliefs are antithetical to communism in every way. And she goes, oh, well, take this, and it's just a communist flyer. And one more thing, I'll let you go. Mm-hmm. I had a, you know, high enough grade point average to go to UC Santa Cruz. And I said, my friend had a roommate, and he was doing sociology. And I said, so what are you learning? And he goes, oh, well, in most of my classes, my teachers prefer to read out of the Communist Manifesto. And I said, you got to be joking me. I said they prefer the Communist Manifesto over other texts. And I said, are you serious? He says, yes. And he goes, I can't take it.
I go, you know, I had a friend like that, too. He was just like a little Marxist. He still kind of is a little bit of a Marxist. But at the same time, he does read the Federalist Papers. And, you know, he's a fan of Jackson. But, you know, the brainwashing that goes on in these you know, public facilities and even private facilities is out of control. I thank you for the call. Let's go to George in Indiana. George, you're on the line.
Hey, brother. Good show. I called the other night. I just want 1 minute on this because I did a follow-up on it. Mm-hmm. I told you in 1993 on the 26th of February they bombed the World Trade Center, and then mm-hmm. 8 years later, man, they did it on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 years from that will be November 1st, 2009. And what's interesting is all of these numbers add up to 2021. If you reverse that, you've got 2012. Now, I don't believe in numerology, but listen to this. The Olympics in China was on 8/8/2008 at 8:08 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
8 symbolizes regeneration and achievement, perfect mm-hmm. intelligence. It vibrates abundance and personal power. The Triple
also
H.
Also the infinity symbol.
Well, yeah, Jesus is the Triple
H. You know
H.
that, actually you probably don't know, but Aaron over at Infowars.com, I believe it was a Jones Report article, but he did an article on the whole thing. And he showed the past occult symbolism at, I think it was the ones in Berlin, Germany, and all that. If you type in the 8808 thing and you type it in Jones Report. But he did an article over that over the summer, so we were well aware of that.
One more thing.
Go ahead. Sure.
NASA cut Pluto out, so we only have 8 planets.
I know. They said no more. Well, that's actually not true, though. Maybe in the solar system, but they just declared they found another planet in the Hubble Space Telescope about 3-4 weeks ago. We covered that here, but they haven't named it yet. So, you know, who
Love
knows?
Love your show.
All right, thanks, brother. Let's jump to James in Texas. James, you're on the line.
Yeah. Hi, Jason. How you doing this evening?
Good.
Yes, sir. I wanted to
I had a couple things. First, at that little e-cigarette thing you were talking about before, mm-hmm. I had a neighbor that was, you know, telling me about it. He found it, showed me the little YouTube clips and stuff, and mm-hmm. kind of seems like it might be a decent alternative. But he mentioned one thing to me that I found suspicious was that the FDA has yet to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him.
Here's the deal. They probably have to do something about the, let's say the FDA doesn't approve it. They have the little cartridges or the carcinogen cartridges or whatever, the ones that have the nicotine in there. They'll probably just change that because I don't think they can take the actual electric cigarette, which is really kind of like a vaporizer, I guess, because it kind of dehydrates it and you're taking in vapor. I don't think they could regulate that, but maybe what they put inside of it. Continue.
Yeah. Well, my only point to him about that was, well, If the FDA does not approve it, it's probably okay. If they do say it's good for you, you better stay away from it.
Well, even, I'll tell you what this, even the people who promote it say it's just less lethal than cigarettes. They say, obviously, it's not the best thing for you. You're putting, you know, a foreign substance into your lungs. But again, it doesn't have the arsenic in it. It doesn't have the tobacco. You're not going to get all those carcinogens. I'm not promoting it as like this great healthy thing. Hey, if it helps you get off smoking and helps you not get cancer, I'm all for it.
Yeah, right on. But, I really wanted to tell you guys about a little something that happened in my little neck of the woods here in Richardson, today. I put an apartment complex that's 200 yards from, police substation or whatever you want to call it, and they have a little fire department over there. And I'm washing dishes in my apartment this evening. I got my iPod on listening to Jones's show, and I hear this boom sound, and I run outside. What was that? Some other neighbors and everything, and there's this little group of people over there by the police station. And so I moseyed over there to find out what was going on, and one of my neighbor's teenage kids went with me. And by the time I got over there, everybody gone in except a couple of cops that were standing out there, total black uniforms, the whole nine yards. And I said, well, can you tell me what that noise was? You guys know what was going on there? And he just, well, that was us. And I was like, okay, what were you doing? Oh, we're just training. Really? What kind of training? And all he did when I asked him what kind of training, he pointed to the insignia on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what does that mean? He said, SWAT training.
Okay. Oh, lovely.
And you didn't, you know, and I started trying to ask him some more questions. He just turns around and starts walking off. I said, sir, I'm not done. And he just kept on walking. So I called, and I finally got a call back from a sergeant, Sergeant Cotton. Mm-hmm. And he went on to tell me that this was a demonstration for the Citizen Police Academy, where they take
Police Academy. Oh, the new Stasi force to be incorporated with the GIVE Act and the Civilian Security Force. So this is for civilian police.
Well, he said it's not for civil, like volunteer police, because I asked him that, and he said, no, it's actually just where, you know, somebody like yourself can come down and fill out an application and take this course. And it's,
you know,
just
someone
like a
called in
course.
About this. Yes, no, someone called in about this civilian police force. And they sent the flyer, and we put it on the show, and this must have been the actual activity. I mean, again, they're recruiting anybody they can to work with law enforcement. You look at this NLE 09 exercise that's coming up during the summer, end of July, into the beginning of August. Again, they're going to use every single tool they can at every local, federal, state, and international level. And that means citizens, too, and the private sector. People, get ready. I thank you for the call, James. Let's go to Silence Duguid in New York. Silence Duguid, you're on the air.
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
All right.
All right. I'll be quick because I know you got your hands full there. I've been working on my aunt for a while, and she does most of the web design for me. Mm-hmm. So for the website I'm trying to put up. But she called me today in the middle of I don't know what you would call a reality change. She had somebody show up at her house with an Acorn T-shirt on and the pack, you know, the GPS and all of that.
Yeah, it's the story we've been covering now for a few weeks. I mean, it started with calls probably when I first started this show of GPS and the Census Bureau, and now they're openly announcing that they're going to GPS every single door from, I believe, 40 feet away at the minimum. And
right,
more.
Right. So,
yeah.
So, her being my web designer, she's, you know, she's all teched up there. So she's on her laptop at the same time monitoring on camera in front of her house, but she doesn't walk that fast. So
I'm going to hold you over. We're going to talk about this. And, yeah, if you didn't know, Census Bureau is getting the total control grid down openly, publicly. They're doing it. 40 feet of every home. And guess what? They're saying you don't have a choice. I love America. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Books illustrate what we already know. Can the sky go? Where's the sky? Raising your flags along polluted coasts, dreaming of the day that we attack. Attack, attack, a fetal servitude. We attack. Attack, attack, attack with pesticide. We attack. All the years of propaganda. We shall attack.
All right, folks, we are back. And we are shooting through your calls. We're talking about Acorn and the fact that the Census Bureau is now going to everybody's homes and GPSing them, whether they like it or not. It is going to be part of the complete and total control grid, and then they're going to ask you a bunch of questions and profile you. It's all part of the new freedom. Sir, you were finishing up a point?
Yes. So I'm going to see if I can get her to give me this tape, but she's telling me over the phone that this lady shot her house with this thing, and then walked across the street. I don't know if you know Brooklyn, but it's populated, so your car's on the street.
Yeah.
Out of all the cars on the street, she goes right over to her husband's car, my uncle, and scans his registration with something else she pulled out of the bag. They were all tethered to this bag.
Doesn't shock me. I mean, they probably already knew the person's address, so they knew their name, mm-hmm. so they knew their car registration and their social security number. This is just the next step, and soon, you know, we'll have a nice DNA sample from everybody, everybody's biometric thumbprint, everybody's iris scan. I mean, they tried to put the Citizen Electronic Identification Verification Act in the Give Act, Section 1710, where they were going to experiment on your children through the Department of Education and this new civil service corporation they're setting up. I mean, it's beyond the pale, man, and we are well beyond 1984 at this point, and the technocracy they're building is apparent, because you can't be anti-technology in this new DHS document. You're a terrorist if you even criticize any technologies that's out there. I mean, don't do it. It's anti-American. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's jump to, let's see what we got here. Let's jump to Ignorance is Futile in Florida. You're up.
Hello, I'm Ignorance Isn't Bliss of the Ignorance is Futile WordPress blog site. Last night I called about Google's deep integration with NASA, DARPA, National Science Foundation, and so on. Mm-hmm. Tonight I'd like to talk about Google and some all-star politicians, namely Al Gore and Barack Obama.
Okay.
After, we'll see, Google was founded with funding from Al Gore's, mind you, he's the science vice president of, like, all of history or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was founded under his National Science Foundation and under his NASA, which he had his own little satellite project and so on that Republicans shut down, whatever. Well, when he lost the election, or rather gave it away to a clear path for Bush to move in there, what he did was, like, within months, he started going on his global warmongering, as some put it.
Yeah, he also started the Current network as well, and it's this big, hip network. And actually, Current isn't that bad at this point, but it really heavily pushes the climate change agenda and the carbon credit system. Otherwise, I'm a big fan of Current, but that's heavily integrated with Google, who, you know, has their own spots on that show all the time, or that network, I should say.
And the other thing he did, basically within months of the whole election fiasco, he was made a senior advisor over at Google. And in later years, he went ahead and joined, he got on board with Kleiner Perkins, the people who basically are invested in whoever's going to profit off of the global warmongering.
Well, the thing is, Fox News actually... I was going to say that Fox News, you know, is, you know, promoting, like, they're exposing Al Gore, but they don't want to talk about any of this hardcore stuff. They just say, you know, back in the day, Al Gore, while he was vice president, he was only worth $2 million, and now he's worth $100 million. I'm like, the guy was never worth $2 million when the media was talking about it. He was a multi-millionaire, I'm sure, with tons of corporations, assets, and money offshore. And $100 million sounds a little low after you see, you know, after he was lavished with the inconvenient truth in this carbon credit system. I'm sure he's worth a lot more. They always want to whitewash over the hardcore NASA connections, the hardcore Google connections, the hardcore control connections that actually come into our live. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Kelly in Virginia. Kelly, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I just wanted to tell you two things. Number one, after Alex's show today, I did get through to the newspaper, and I did talk to somebody,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you about that in 1 second. First off, I live in an apartment complex, and in regards to the Acorn and the Census Bureau and whatnot, my mailbox, I was wondering how they would do apartments, because I thought, I don't know, it'd be different to do apartments than a regular house. Our mailboxes, there's like 12 of them. And all of a sudden, a few days ago, around my mailbox only is some handwritten numbers and arrows, and I have no idea what it is. I go to my property manager today and ask her about it. She says, yeah, we've seen that. She said, we called the police, And, yeah, I guess it's just some kids doing graffiti. And you can tell by looking at it, it's not graffiti. And I took pictures to send to you, which I'll figure out how to do.
Hold over, but and anyhow, we'll get to your second point in a moment. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're taking your calls, 866-582-9933.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You know, fitting song for the news I want to cover right now before I keep going to your calls, 866-582-9933. Talk about technology. We had our first double hand transplant, and the patient is recovering. A 57-year-old man is in stable condition in Pittsburgh. Can you imagine that? Both hands gone and then both hands back? A dually? I mean, it's something out of Star Wars, but it seems to be a reality here in the now, in the today. Remember, we're talking about all this AI stuff, RoboFish, the big dogs. Now we're talking dual hand transplants. That's not enough for you. I got another one. Folks, the nation's first ever face transplant patient shows face. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, she's no Cindy Crawford. She's no Brooke Burke. but the woman got a shotgun blast through her mouth, through her face. She had a huge gaping hole through her face, and they have now given her back a face. At least the woman can go out in public without a huge hole in her face. So technology is really just, we're doing face transplants and double hand transplants. I mean, this is something out of like the Island of Dr. Moreau. And this isn't even with the chimeras that we report on. This isn't the glow-in-the-dark dogs. This is human stuff. You know, I'm kind of hesitant to talk about this new cloning guy because I just don't know enough of the details. We're going to have to check that out as well. In the next hour, I really want to get into swine flu pandemic stuff because I got a lot of news that we haven't talked about yet and that I think is important to hit on. All right. I think we still have Kelly in Virginia on the line for the second point, correct? Kelly, you still there?
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, I was just going to finish off with on the mailbox situation. There's like 12 mailboxes in a row, and only mine has these numbers that are written on it in marker. Mm-hmm. Well, it worries me because every single time I log on to Prison Planet or InfoWars, my computer will just start, like the hard drive will start running really loud, mm-hmm. and it won't stop until I sign off of the site. But like the Prison Planet TV, like the little counter thing on there, it'll pause and it'll stop and it just like almost.
Well, there's no doubt that we here at InfoWars and Prison Planet are targeted by the government. I mean, let's be realistic. They don't like what we do. They, you know, the attacks that came from Japan. I mean, come on. Who was it? The Tooth Fairy? Give me a break. I mean, we obviously know who it was. We got a very, very stern fax earlier in that afternoon before it went down. Really can't talk about that either. But of course they're going after us. We're the tip of the spear. We're the one of the few people out there that are actually telling the truth, and that's why they have to demonize the alternative media in DHS documents. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the line. Yes, sir. And three and two and Steven in Texas. We're going to you. Steven, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason. Couple things I want to cover real quick. First of all, mm-hmm. I want to send a great big InfoWarrior kiss out to our esteemed and beloved neo-conrad, Michael Wiener Savage. Welcome to George W. Bush's and Barack H. Obama's New World Order, baby.
Well, you know what? What's the deal there? Do you think that's, you know, staged? Do you think that's, you know, part of the false left-right paradigm? They're banning him in the U.K. Not that they haven't banned other things in the U.K. They're pretty ridiculous with their police state there. Savage has talked a lot about the New World Order recently. He's talked about a Reichstag-style event, and now supposedly he's banned. But he just can't figure out that 9/11 might be an inside job.
Yeah, well, it's funny you brought that up because, first of all, I happen to tune in his show. I'm like you. I'm no fan of his. But I tuned in today just to hear what he would be saying about this after I saw it on InfoWars. And he said that if they do not retract these slanderous statements they've made against him in Britain, he's going to bring a lawsuit against the woman that's the Secretary of Home Security. So, I mean, he sounds real serious about that. But, you know, if you go to you had Mark Dice on your show a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. If you go to his site, markdice.com, he's actually got on there a call he made to Michael Savage's show, talking about 9/11 being an inside job. And, of course, Michael Savage was very sarcastic and just shot the whole thing down. So my point with what I was saying with my biting sarcasm is, whether you like it or not, bud, you are going to have to admit that this is real and deal with it eventually. And he's, you know, I don't know if he's going to get it yet, but he will eventually, and you know, because we know that's why that's going on.
Well, the funny thing is that, you know, he's calling out these other, you know, false left-right paradigm icons, especially on the right, like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Now he's going to be our savior like Glenn Beck, apparently. I'm not sure I'm buying into it, but you never know. You know, people do have their blind spots. If this guy can come around to 9/11 truth, maybe he can be an ally. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's jump to Laura in California. Laura, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Jason, how are you tonight?
Good.
Okay, listen, I wanted to ask a question because I'm sending emails and things to about five different First Amendment lawyers, the ACLU, the Better Business Bureau, to everybody and their brother mm-hmm. that they need to get on this and take care of it for Alex. But the problem with it is I don't know what contact information, because I can never get through with him. So where would somebody contact him?
Who, Alex?
Yes.
All right. The way to get in touch with Alex is maybe I can give out the fax number. We check out the faxes and really Rob D at InfoWars.com and Aaron at InfoWars.com.
Is it Rob D like dog?
Yeah, Rob D at Infowars.com. I mean, we got to understand, we also get like, you know, a few hundred emails each a day, and that's not even customer service.
I'm trying to get a lawyer to do this for him, so I need somebody who can actually get in touch with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what, I'll give out the fax number at the end of the segment. Someone will run in with it, and we'll give it out over the air, ma'am. So,
okay, and I have another thing that I wanted to talk about as well. My boyfriend, we're from San Francisco, he also has a bunch of Alex Jones, about 40, and they deleted all his as well.
So yeah, no, he's not the only one. Listen, there are certain servers in Canada that won't even allow InfoWars on the web. They block it. Two of the big internet service providers block InfoWars altogether. Places in Australia do it. Places in China do it. I mean, I guess it's the price you pay for being the biggest thing in Al-Qaeda-run alternative media. At least that's what DHS says. Ma'am, I promise I will give out that fax number. Hopefully they'll bring it into me. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tim in Canada. Tim, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, hold on. Interrupt that caller.
All right, hold on, Tim.
Okay,
we've got the
no
Jonesinator.
Problem.
All right, hold on.
Jonesinator.
Yes.
My God, the stuff you come up with, Bermie. The Berminator. Anyways, I'm about to leave. It's going to be an early night tonight. Rob D at Infowars.com. And we try to read all the email. Aaron at Infowars 2As. I mean, they bring me big stacks. I scan through it all. It's just we can't respond to any of them. I mean, we could create auto responses like you get from governors or mayors or whatever.
Rick Perry,
whatever.
Everything's okay. We're going
I think
to
people send
something.
Me emails and go, you know, the governor of this state or that responded to me, but you won't. Folks, I am just trying to pay the bills around here. We're, you know, we're the biggest thing in alternative media, but that ain't that big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so there's like 10 or 15 flies on the back of the New World Order hog, and I'm one of the big ones. I mean, big deal. All of us, though, chomping down at the same time can drive the pig off the cliff.
Yeah, we got to watch out for that horsetail, though. That's always swinging back.
Exactly. Homeland Security tail is swinging back with the swine flu-infested hog. These analogies don't even make any sense at this point. Anyways, Burmis, excellent transmission tonight. I'll be back tomorrow 3 p.m. Central. The show is now over. Bye-bye, everyone. I'm joking. But seriously, Burmis, so go ahead and go back to your caller. Ask for the person wanting the fax number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 866-894-1767, or is that your call-in number?
No, that's definitely the fax.
No, it's there.
Top.
It is right there. Look. Here.
Yes. That's 866-894-1767.
Oh, that's a computer fax. So you can fax it, email it.
Yeah, it actually comes to me through an email. So, you know, I'll print it off and I'll send it to the man himself.
The man himself.
Who is the man himself? The man himself is Alex Jones.
Is vodka out there? Is that the...
See, that's what people don't know. I'm doing hardcore news, and it's booze fest, you know. Oh.
That's a joke, folks. That's
well, it is Cinco de Mayo, Jones. I mean, if you wanted to kick out of here at midnight, we could do a little tequila, huh? Shoot the worm? No?
You know, Barbas, we joke around a lot.
I know. I don't
think. I'm an absolute teetotaler now. Not because I ever had a serious issue with drinking a lot. I don't. It's like, I guess as you get old, I eat about half of what I used to. I don't drink. I exercise every day just to not turn into Jabba the Hutt. So no more succulent enchiladas covered in melted cheese and shredded onions.
Starving right now.
No more guzzling five or six ice cold Dos Equis in a bucket of ice.
The only reason I ate today.
No more enjoyment for Alex Jones. I've eaten basically what like a 5-year-old Ethiopian would eat today.
No, I ate bagels.
You're starving to the Ethiopian.
Yeah, Hartman brought bagels. I had bagels today. Two bagels.
Yeah, Hartman. I had a bagel, and then I went home. And had such a bad headache, my secret to get away from the headache was to go jog. So I didn't eat dinner. So I had a bagel all day with some jalapeno cream cheese. That was good, by
the way. No, the jalapeno cream cheese was pretty good. A little spicy.
Well, you're in Texas, son. But anyways, the point is, I had that, and then I had oatmeal.
Oh.
And that's all I've had.
That's it?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm going to probably.
My wife made dinner, but.
I'm going to have to hit Jack in the Box on the way out of here. Really,
that's quality. Look, I apologize, yeah. Caller. You know, I was trying to answer the other caller by the time I got here and gone.
But we got it. It's 866-894-1767.
Yeah, thanks for trying to get in touch with me, folks. Well, by the way, Bermel, we don't get hundreds of emails.
Each. I said each. It's really thousands a day.
Yeah.
You know, I know. I'm talking about each. Not everybody gets everything.
We got to sift through all emails somewhere.
I get about 100 a day just on my MySpace. God. All right, let's go back to Tim. Tim, you're on the air.
The Obama deception, one man's love affair with himself. That was for Alex, buddy. Okay. Anyway, I'm calling in because with what you're talking about today, everybody's going to be a land pirate, buddy. We're not even terrorists. We're all land pirates.
What, with the cybersecurity bill right there, the bullying bill?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, no, it's absolutely ridiculous. If I can't get on a message board and express how I feel because I'm bullying somebody, I'm being mean to somebody. You know, actually, I had this...
That's a federal crime, Thomas.
I had this 18-year-old kid who... he basically got at me probably like 2-3 months ago, wrote me this huge hate email, ripped on my teeth, the whole nine. You're scum. You should be shot in front of a firing squad. You're a traitor, blah, blah, blah. So I wrote him back this email, just owning him, being like, all right, obviously you haven't seen anything I said. You know, I sent like 5 links or whatever. I hadn't heard back from the kid at all. Today I get an email. Hey man, I'm starting to watch your show. I really hated your guts and hoped you were dead. And now I'm waking up and, you know, 9/11's still tough for me, but, you're right, the government's lying to us, and, you know, I'm getting behind you, and I'm promoting you to my friends. So you can have a difference, but if I'm not allowed to actually go after people after they go after me, because I'll be a cyberbully, you know it's going to be selectively enforced, and they're going to go after especially people in that alternative media, then my free speech is quelled, and I can be jailed for typing. I don't even have to say it or think it. I just have to type it. It's absolute ludicrousy, and I agree with you there, Tim.
Another thing, brother,
sure.
is... Alex was talking about guns today. I always say that I'm from Canada, right? And I always say if the Americans lose their guns, we're done, eh, buddy? Because, I mean, everything I read from the candidates, like the Queen and her temporal spirit. What's her temporal spirits? Like, we're all aligned with the Commonwealth, and we don't even have your Declaration of Independence or any of that cool stuff you guys talk about.
Well, that's another reason, you know, that's another reason that I am against a North American Union. Everybody's like, you're racist, man. You don't want to merge with Mexico. Well, I don't want to lose my sovereignty. I don't want to lose my Constitution and Bill of Rights and have to amalgamate some kind of a North American Union government where we take stuff from Canada and Mexico. It's Johnny nonsense. It's bull, and you're right. If we ever go down, you're going down with us because you're unarmed. I thank you for the call, Tim. Let's go to Lenny in New York. Lenny, you're on the line. Yes,
sir.
Go ahead.
I just want to agree with that last caller. That's the second word disarmed as a nation is the second we go down. Because mm-hmm. the only reason there's any liberty in this planet at all is because this country is armed.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. I just wanted to say that for newcomers, I suggest that for people to watch the Obama deception and the 9/11 Truth Rising, and for people who are already like awake to watch your movie Fabled Enemies and Terror Storm, because they're just great movies to educate yourself.
Well, thank you. Anything else, Lenny?
That's it. Thank you and Alex Jones for all your hard work, and have a good night.
You too, brother. All right, let's go to John in Minnesota. John, you're on the line. Oh, Michigan.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
I'm from Michigan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah, sorry is the word. There's no work here. The reason I'm calling is I saw a Mythbusters show the other night.
Mm-hmm. Where they debunked the FEMA camps, right? I heard something about it the other day.
No, it was the Lego ball show. But anyway, the guy with the mustache, I don't know which guy's which, but he said that some crazy guy called in because they were doing viral internet, whatever, video things on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to bust those myths. And some guy said 5 million Legos and whatever. Anyway, guy with the mustache said, well, one crazy guy called in and said, well, those airplanes are making, like chemtrails.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did say something about chemtrails. Yeah.
Called them a wacko.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, wait a minute. I want to see the Lego ball. And this guy comes out and says, okay, it's not contrails. He didn't even know what they call them. He goes, mm-hmm. those things airplanes make are, you know, they said they're spraying all kinds of chemicals. So that was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring that up. Maybe you want to look that out.
No, actually, someone emailed it to me.
Swine flu, we got schools closing here in Macomb, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
for a week. Swine flu.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Actually, you know, what's we're going to get to a lot of... Well, they've changed the term that pandemic used to be. In fact, here's a article right here out of CNN Health. See, the fear-mongering's still here. They're still saying they may declare level 6, and they're obviously prepared for it with these stacks of news articles I have. For instance, when a pandemic isn't a pandemic... When the World Health Organization raised its influenza pandemic alert from a phase 4 to a phase 5 last week, there was a bit of a gasp heard around the world. After all, phase 5 is a strong signal that a pandemic is imminent, according to the WHO. But they actually changed the word pandemic and its definition so that they could go up to a level 5. That's their excuse now. Then you wonder if they're going to go to a level 6, because we got this out of the Telegraph.
Right.
And it says swine flu, inflatable mortuaries and express funerals planned for flu pandemic. Inflatable mortuaries, 24-hour cremations. Let me repeat that. 24-hour cremations.
Right.
And express
My
funerals.
My father used to work for Johnson & Johnson as a medical science liaison. He called on the CDC and all the Duke Medical School, all those, the whole Eastern Seaboard schools. And he told me, he goes, dude, this is just a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, all right, sir, I thank you for the call. It's the Info Warrior. We will be back after this covering more swine flu news and taking your calls 866-582-9933.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
welcome back to the Info Warrior. I am Jason Burmes. I'm going to be shooting through your calls. Travis, Dave, David, and more. 866-582-9933. But I want to take this opportunity to thank yet another one of my sponsors, the New Silver Solution. Here's the products, folks. It's the gel and, of course, the colloidal silver. This helps with immunity. I shoot a little bit of this every day. Not too much. I don't want to turn blue. That's a joke. You're not going to turn blue, folks. They got the blue man on YouTube. I don't want to spook you. But, you know, again, this promotes immunity. It's a natural cure. And right here, what this is it's kind of like a better than Neosporin type deal. You put a little dabble do ya right here. And let's get in on here, guys. I got a little cut on my hand, right? Little cut, little scratch from the Doggins. And I'll put that on there. And it's antibacterial. It's nice stuff. It is the New Silver Solutions, and the website is supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. So go check it out and tell them Jason Burmes sent you. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Travis in South Carolina. Travis, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
I just wanted to thank you for your films, Fabled Enemies, and even Loose Change. They really helped to wake me up a lot in the last year or so. I'm actually the guy that filmed the census worker that had the GPS that was featured on InfoWars.
Yeah, I did see that video. Sure.
Yeah, I just called in and talked about that, kind of a follow-up. Some of my neighbors came up to me today, and they were very they were very worried about it and all. And
oh, they actually woke up to the fact that the Census Bureau shouldn't be able to GPS the entire country? Really?
Yeah, it was actually a pretty positive experience because they were very concerned about what this guy was doing walking around. He wasn't counting any houses. He wasn't counting people. He just had his meter out. And one of my neighbors actually witnessed him basically interrogate me at my front door. And she was extremely worried and, thought that basically a confrontation was going to happen at that point.
But, well, Travis, you should use this as an opportunity to kind of wake them up to other things. If you got a copy of America, Freedom to Fascism or Fabled Enemies, say, this goes a lot bigger than just GPSing you. This is really a global system, a global crime syndicate. Here's this arm, here's this arm, here's this information. Because once you get a point of agreement with people who are normally not willing to listen, I think it's really an opportunity to strike while the iron's hot and awaken that person to what's really going on.
Exactly. I handed out 100 Obama deceptions at our local Tea Party, and I think people are really waking up around here. We booed a Republican that voted for the bailout off the stage, basically, and people want change, and I think they want the truth now.
So. They want the real change, not the one that's been prepackaged in an Obama smile. I thank you, my friend. Let's go to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason. Can you hear
yes,
me?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Great. My call got dropped just last time. Hey, first off, I don't want to sound too repetitious, but Fabled Enemies is it, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, thank
these
you.
Films. Loose Change was a wake-up call. Fabled Enemies was the icing on the cake. You did an amazing job on Fabled Enemies.
Awesome, man.
But, however, I hear that your music's coming back up.
Yep, but we'll hold you over to the other side. I am currently working on another project, no problem. I'm working on Invisible Empire. I actually just went through this Iranian foreign minister speech on the New World Order the past couple days. It's about 27 minutes before the United Nations lays it out on the line. I mean, not only does he use the term, but he starts talking about how they're going to use the environment, and it's going to be global. Carbon tax, anybody? It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes at back after this.
Hello, friends. Hello. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right.
knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and hook up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior final hour, and we're really going to do a big swine flu news blitz with some other smaller stories here that I think are important to cover. I mean, when they're talking about inflatable mortuaries and 24-hour cremations in the UK, it's time to take notice. I understand the majority of this is a hoax. We've covered that. But when they're making these preparations, talking about mandatory vaccinations, talking about executive orders 13375, we have to step up. We have to take notice. We have to challenge them on their positions and their propaganda. All right, let's go back to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, just a couple of things. Both on Olbermann and on Maddow's tonight, there are some things that maybe you would be interested in seeing. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Maddow's interviews Ron Paul tonight, and I think the latest broadcast, if you can catch that when you get home, you'll enjoy that. Because she actually plays it during the speech. She's great interview with them.
But, so she was good to Ron Paul.
Absolutely. She mentions HR 1207, and she says, hey, man, you have support here, 124 co-sponsors now, and it's really cool to hear somebody say that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she's coming around.
Yeah. Now, this is the two news stories that that just blew me away. Last night, I get on my email, and there's the front page with a news story, so I go through, and there's this thing about the Iraqi government has told us that June 30th, once again, is our date to leave their cities, and they said that there's no support at all in the Iraqi parliament that they're going to let us stay within their metropolitan areas. We have to pull out of all their cities, as we promised to do. I heard nobody on the media today mention that or last night whatsoever. And it just seems strange that we're just ignoring
it. Because they don't plan on doing it, man. I mean,
yeah,
look, bottom line is, when Obama says they're getting out of Iraq, he admits that by the end of 2011, let me say that again, the end of 2011, he's still going to have 50,000 troops there, non-combat troops. You know, because the U.S. military is non-combat, and everybody's not carrying a gun. I mean, give me a break. Of course they're combat troops. It's 50,000 at the end of 2011. And by the way, they're making the excuse that they're not going to be able to close Gitmo because they can't have the funding. Oh, we're not going to close Gitmo now because we can't get the funding to do so. It's ludicrous.
Right. Now, the second thing I wanted to bring up, I saw today on just tonight on Olbermann, was that Philip Zelikow has apparently he's requesting some forms or some sort of letter that he wrote the Clinton administration's out of when they were out of office. He wrote the former State Department people that were in the Clinton administration to let them know, for some reason, I don't know, this was really foggy to me, that Condoleezza Rice had some questions that she was not totally on board with all the torture stuff. And so apparently she had Philip Zelikow, her assistant, who you're firmly aware of.
Yeah, Zelikow, for those that don't know, he was the overseer of the entire 9/11 commission. He basically took Kissinger's job.
He was the editor.
He wrote the entire, basically the entire outline for the report before the first day of hearings, and that is public knowledge. He also wrote a book with Condoleezza Rice, so they are buddy-buddy.
Right, so how can he be now covering his butt, you know, saying, hey, well, we weren't on board with the terror things, and there's proof someplace that the Clinton people can help us find it.
Well, they're saying they're not even going to go after the people that wrote the memos. You know, all this stuff is just a big dog and pony show to admit, oh, yeah, we tortured. Oh, yeah, we did all. Guess what? There's no accountability. We're just going to declare national security. And, you know, we were in a time of war, so we can do whatever we want. It's appalling. But you know what? We're just going to continue to do it. And we're going to actually expand on, you know, our sovereign powers as the executive branch of government. We will crush you. I mean, and it doesn't matter what face it is. It doesn't matter that it's the Obama administration. They want the power, too, because they are just puppets of the globalists, the real people, the people that print the money, the people that own the corporations, the people that actually run the policies of foreign countries and this country here at home. Continue.
Sure. And lastly, thank you so much for the ad on MySpace. That's cool.
Hey, no problem. And I do actually read my MySpace stuff. I don't get back to everybody, but I mean, half the tips are from MySpace and Facebook. You know, I thank people, you know. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I mean, hey, thank you, brother. Without you guys, I don't have the news. You know, I'd have to just be scamming on routers and Telegraph. I do that, too, but you guys help. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info War with Jason Burmis. We're going to go to, I think we were on the line with Dave in California last time, so maybe that was David in Texas. If it's not, we'll go to David first, then Kyle, Bob, and Shiloh in Ohio. But I do want to hit some of these headlines before we go back to calls. Now, again, this is May 1st out of the Telegraph. Swine flu, inflatable mortuaries and express funerals, 24-hour cremations. And they're saying that they're basically having these inflatable mortuaries, 24-hour cremations for a body count of around 750,000. In the UK alone, no big deal. 750,000. Only 750,000? Really? They're going to die from some flu that's killed one person in this country, maybe, but it was really a Mexican citizen, and he was a 2-year-old kid, and he was a 2-year-old kid with a bad immune system and bad lungs and was prematurely born, and they didn't find any pigs with actual swine flu until this weekend, and they weren't in Mexico. They were in Ontario, Canada, and they said that a Mexican migrant worker gave it to the pigs. Huh. I'm talking slow because this whole thing sounds ludicrous. Ludicrous. But that's not stopping the Massachusetts Senate from approving a pandemic flu prep bill. Okay, they're all about it. It's a 36-0 vote. You know, we need to be prepared for this pandemic. And that's why they're also going to bring in a fall vaccine campaign for county schools. Yes, If you don't take it and you don't warn your children not to take it, they're going to get the lovely shot, probably from the good people at Baxter, who brought you a bird flu, anti-bird flu shot with two separate types of avian flu in it and type of human flu in there. You know, only killed the ferret when they injected it. And then they're like, oh, we sent it out to 14 countries. Big mistake. We're sorry. Just give us the contract to take care of the swine flu. We'll take good care of you here at Baxter. You know, I'm surprised Baxter hasn't come after us yet. Oh, that's right. They can't because they did it. It's the truth. Come on. And then at a UPI.com, I thought this was wild. But that Chan lady was apparently warning that the H1N1 virus could mutate with the HIV virus and just wipe out a bunch of us. Yes, somehow swine flu is going to combine with AIDS and become airborne AIDS and just kill a bunch of people. Sounds pretty far-fetched. I'm pretty sure that's a bunch of fear-mongering. And wrapping it up, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation invests in 81 unconventional global health research projects. 81. $100,000 grants will explore how unique approaches, including the use of tomatoes, cows, and magnets, can be used to prevent infectious disease. That's right, the antibiotic tomato. What? Yes, that's right. You're going to eat a tomato and you will get better. So the same thing is they can poison you too. I mean, the GMO food's not good for you, but they're just starting to give it to you in Australia and mix it in with the regular ones. But now we're going to be able to cure HIV, malaria, tuberculosis, pneumonia, and all sorts of diseases from this genetically mutated tomato. How come I'm not buying it? Why do I think that maybe Gates doesn't have our best interests at heart, seeing he's a Bilderberger and part of the establishment, and they tout him as the richest man in the world when he is far from the richest man in the world? The people that print the money, the Rockefeller family, the Rothschilds, believe me, they have more money than Mr. Gates and a lot more power too. Don't take my word for it. Look into history. Do you really think that this man is capable of being the richest, most powerful man in the world? Well, if you believe the mainstream media, possibly. All right. Are we on David in Texas or are we on Kyle in Washington? Where are we at? We do have David in Texas. All right. I thought so. All right, David, you're on the line.
Yes. Hi, Jason. Want to say hats off. Doing an excellent job. You give hope for the next generation. Alex, you're my hero. Been with you since 97 on public access TV in Austin.
Really the only person ever to come out of public access, by the way. I want to say that's an accomplishment in itself. You know, I can't name anybody else who is successful coming out of a public access show. And the reason he's successful is he believes what he says and he's driven, and he's driven beyond that into creating his own network, which has gone internationally. Go ahead.
He's just done an awesome job. Hey, a couple of issues I want to hit you with tonight. First one being that hate crimes bill. Are you aware that that bill would protect all 547 forms of sexual deviancy, paraphilias, listed by the American Psychiatric Association?
So I'm going to guess that NAMBLA is okay. That's right. The North American Man Boy Love Association. Their sexual preference is A-OK. Oh, yeah. You know, NAMBLA is great. I should be a member. It's all about having sex with young children. Good times. Come on. It's insanity.
Republicans specifically try to put amendments in there to cover pedophilia, and they were rejected. I think that's something we all need to get on the phone tomorrow morning and call Washington and let them know how we truly feel about this.
You wouldn't want to stop the underage male brothels that they have running in D.C. I mean, it was only on the cover of the Washington Times back in the 80s, and you wouldn't want to stop somebody like Barney Frank, who him and his boyfriend are running a teenage male brothel out of their Washington, D.C. apartment. We wouldn't want to stop that. We wouldn't want to stop Tom Foley, who was, you know, basically the head of the CPS department in the upper echelons of government, going on MSNBC saying what a good job Chris Hansen was doing while he was trying to get his young 16-year-old boy Paige to sleep with him over AIM. We wouldn't want to stop that, would we? Insanity.
Absolutely not. Hey, anyway, on to the next subject. Hey, my studies have brought me into directed energy weapons. Mm-hmm. And specifically, I wanted to ask you if you had explored the possible
HAARP
use in 9/11.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal. You know, that, that spire definitely disintegrated, okay? You see it on the video. It just kind of comes down. You know that that infrastructure of the building, you know, was totally and completely devastated. We know we had 2,700 degree plus temperatures there. We had molten metal at multiple sites of the World Trade Center, including Building 6, including under Building 7, 1, and 2. Now, does that necessarily mean they use scalar weapons or directed energy weapons? I don't know. I can't prove it. I've seen the Judy Wood stuff, but then she talks about no planes. And the problem is that the people...
What about Shanksville?
What about Shanksville?
That's a perfect explanation for what happened at Shanksville.
Yeah, but another explanation for what happened at Shanksville could be, you know, maybe it wasn't United 93, maybe it was, and it was shot down over an 8-mile radius. I mean, you have a debris field over a mountain ridge in New Baltimore, which is, I believe, 8 to 13 miles away. So you know something happened there. I mean, the stuff was falling on people's lawns. We went out there. We interviewed people. We interviewed the mayor of Indian Lake. It's in Loose Change Final Cut. So I don't know what happened there. I'm just saying I stick to what I can prove. And the people that promote that also really do promote the no planes theory. And I would say this. I've been promoting Stephen Jones and the Thermate Hypothesis forever, and that is based in scientific reality, that latest paper and that latest presentation.
Oh, yeah, the evidence is there.
Yeah, exactly. So I can prove that until I get some more evidence. I can't get behind something like scalar weapons or directed energy beams. You know, look, I encourage people, and I'll let you make the point. I just want to tell people. I encourage people to go check out HARP and those types of programs. Unfortunately, the majority of that is shrouded in secrecy, and you have to go deep into NASA documents and all other kinds of stuff just to see not even the slightest picture of what they really have going on. You know, obviously technology is crazy right now out of the things. I mean, I covered a double hand transplant and a face transplant today. You know, we are at the age where, you know, the impossible is really possible, and not only possible, probable in many occasions. But again, I stick to what I can prove. Continue.
Do you see any possibility that these directed energy weapon systems could be employed along with HDTV for mind control purposes?
I've had other people tell me, oh, you know, they're directing beams into my head, or they're using my stereo speakers and they're going out of frequency. They don't want me to work. And I got to tell you, the majority of those people are on power trips, man. They think they're like the epicenter of things. I have never been in the middle of work and then all of a sudden I'm getting a headache and I just can't work and I'm thinking the government's there. I think that's a little bit of paranoia. Now, is it out of the realm of possibility? No, I mean, the TV is already a mind control device that's admitted. I mean, the majority of what you see on television is to make you consume and be a slave and be part of the mainstream and dress hip and not care about government and what's going on around you. So is it a possibility? Yes. Is it a probability? You know, I don't think so. These HDTV tuners, I've seen a lot of stuff. You know, there's this one person who was posting on my MySpace, and it was just all this kooky mind control stuff, and I just had to say, get out of here. I mean, it was obvious they're trying to discredit everything else on my page. You know, I stick to what I can prove. Read the MK Ultra documents. That's enough. I mean, read the fact that they radiated a bunch of people who were going to the dentist. Read about the real stuff that we can prove that's admitted. It's more than enough to convict them. We really don't have to go into this other place. But at the same time, I encourage people to go check out everything, because obviously, you know, I don't know everything. I'm not 100% right about everything.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we the public are years behind the curve as far as technology goes. We have no idea what's going on in black ops budgets.
That's right. That's right. Or black sites, man. We just really don't know, you know, how far they've taken chimeras, cloning, all this stuff. We don't know if this Large Hadron Collider energy, you know, bashing system hasn't been tried in private. I mean, I would imagine they must have tried something like it in private, or they wouldn't do it if they really thought it would create a black hole and kill the universe. I mean, that sounds a little ludicrous, don't you? I mean, even the craziest of crazies at the upper echelons of the elite want to take a chance on creating a black hole that will swallow them and all theirs as well. I don't see that happening, but at the same time, they are a little kooky. We're going to continue to go to your calls. I thank you for the call, by the way, Dave. I really want to press again. Remember, there's no White House. Talk about psyops. Talk about mind control. They tell you it's a photo op when Air Force One is going past large buildings in New York City. A photo op for the Statue of Liberty around Ellis Island? No reason to go around Lower Manhattan at that altitude if that's the case. Oh, you're not going to release the photos? Wait, there was no photo op? Then what? What the hell were we doing? It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in, I can see through you, see your true colors, inside you're ugly, you're ugly like me, I can see through you, see through the rain.
We're going to go to Bob, Kyle, Wendy, Amando, and more. But first, I want to thank my last sponsor of the day. It's Survival Seed Bank. That's survivalseedbank.com, survivalseedbank.com. Really easy with this one, too. You want a victory garden. You want to grow your own food. You don't want the GMO stuff that's in Walmart, that's in HEB, that's in Price Chopper. You know, you don't want that stuff? Grow your own food. You know, get a little bit of land. Get crazy. I know it's you'd actually have to learn how to plant a couple seeds. It's not a big deal. You go get a little fertilizer, you put it in, a little water, the magic happens, and you grow your own food. Novel idea, but it's, you know, a way to keep yourself safe and healthy and feed your children the type of food that you want to feed them, the type with things called nutrients. Oh, nutrients. What a novel idea. It's survivalseedbank.com, 877-327-0365. That's survivalseedbank.com, 877-327-0365. And we're going to continue to go to your calls. Let's go to Kyle in Washington. Kyle, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have you ever seen the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Die Hard with a Vengeance? You mean the one where they have this big attack as a basically cover for them to steal gold, and then on the World Trade Center, when that collapsed, they found this truck full of gold under the World Trade Center with no bodies. Now, how would they know to get out from under the World Trade Center unless somebody knew the buildings were going to be demolished? And, I mean, you don't leave a garbage truck full of gold unless you're going to die. And it is kind of funny how that parallels to the Die Hard with a Vengeance story. And in the Loose Change Second Edition, we almost used the clip from Die Hard with a Vengeance where all the trucks are driving out to illustrate that point, but we pulled back.
Wow, you're good, man. You made my point.
Believe it or not, I've been in this game for about, you know, what is it now, since 2002. So around 7 years, maybe a little bit more. But yeah, it's crazy, dude. I mean, look, is there predictive programming going on? Yes, sometimes. But the fact is that these guys like gold. They know that precious metals basically do have an inherent value. In other words, they've retained value throughout human history, recorded human history. You know, the same thing with platinum, silver, precious metals, rubies, those types of things. Things that are said to be rare. And that's, you know, really gold isn't the rarest thing in the world. Obviously, it's less plentiful than, say, diamonds, which is a completely manufactured market. But they also use it. I mean, it's a great conductor. So the question is, are they taking it for the intrinsic value of gold to take it away from the people, or are they using it for something else? Who knows? But it definitely does play into 9/11 and the empty truck full of gold. I mean, again, when would you leave an empty truck full of gold bars worth billions of dollars unless you were going to die? They didn't find bodies in the truck, folks. In other words, there was foreknowledge. They knew they were going to blow the buildings up. Those people got out. Any other points, my man?
Well, yeah, just really quickly, I think this kind of connects to this swine flu thing. You know, in the movie, too, when they were blowing up, what was it, the bookstore and then the subway?
Yeah. The whole thing, but for those that didn't know what was going on, basically they had John McClane, the main protagonist in all these stories, going around for terrorist threats to bombs in parks and places where children were going to be and schools. And I believe when they get to the one in the school and the guy tries to defuse it, it's not really a bomb at all. It's filled with jelly, right?
Yeah. It's like pancake syrup or something like that.
Yes.
But this, you know, they were doing that so then they could divert people's attention, so then they could go into the Federal Reserve, take the gold.
Mm-hmm.
So when this swine flu thing, you know, it's getting to be more of a hoax each and every day, but, you know, they could be diverting our attention because that's all you see on the news. That and,
Well, let me tell you what they're diverting our attention away from.
That's all you hear on the news.
Well, yeah, I know, but at the same time, they're also kind of glossing over the fact that Canada's economy is starting to fail as badly as ours. Ours is taking an even bigger hit. Meanwhile, it's swine flu. And they're still saying we can go to pandemic level 6, even though Sebelius is out there saying, well, you know, you can send your kids to school, but at the same time, use caution. Sebelius is playing right into their hands. She's a 2-time Bilderberger, and they love having her as the head of Health and Human Services. That's why she's there. She's there to make sure people take the very tasty, delicious, good-for-you, nutritious Baxter vaccinations that will cause a real pandemic, my friend. I thank you for the call, Kyle.
Right.
We're going to go to Bob, Wendy, and more on the other side. Folks, these people are off the charts insane. Let me say it again. Off the charts insane. And they like to rub it in your face. I mean, is everything in the movies going to play out in reality? Obviously not. But predictive programming, when everything's about quarantine, kill and control, from the Simpsons movies to 28 Weeks Later to the Resident Evil films, you got to wonder what's on the agenda. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to GCN.
GCN.
The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. Working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. Keep your jokes with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free.
I just love this tune. I know it's a John Lennon tune, but Green Day, I loved American Idiot. I know they got a new single out called Know Your Enemy. Hopefully it's going to be more of the same political rock. I hope they haven't been fooled by the Obama deception, which you can get right now on DVD or go watch it over at YouTube. Help support the cause. Make the videos go even more viral. Send them to your friends and family and help wake them up to what's really going down, not only in this country, but the world. Quarantines in China. Quarantines in Hong Kong. Talk of Executive Order 13375, mandatory vaccinations, punishable by a year in prison or 250 G's if you don't take it. You think this could be a forced eugenics program? I don't know. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. Bob in Illinois, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
It's really good to be talking to you, man. I've been woke for about 2 years. Started with Maxwell Jordan, and then I transferred to Alex Jones, and then you. My point is, my best friend who actually unplugged me from this matrix that we're living in, he's trying to get into security because he's tired of Dish Network because they're basically corporate people that treat people like crap. But anywho, he ran across Department of Home Security jobs, and he was just looking for regular security. And here's the starting pay, $18.37 to $32.50 per hour. I don't know if you knew that exact number, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I just had to call you and tell you this. This mm-hmm. is what they're starting people with.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a surprise. I mean, all right, when you read the Give Act, they talk about how, you know, some of this is going to be part-time service, but we're going to let people do full-time service too. Now, if you're doing full-time service, it's not really volunteerism. It has to be a job. And the Department of Homeland Security is going to set up a lot of these organizations because this is the new, what is it called? I believe it's the I can't remember what it's exactly called, but it's the National Service Corporation. The National Service Corporation. And in order to actually have these programs go on, you have to have employees. So they love to recruit you for DHS. They love to recruit you for this, and they are going to make it appealing. I mean, $18.75, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, when $7.50 is the minimum wage in most places, this is over twice the minimum wage. At the top echelons, it's really four times the minimum wage with this $32. I mean, it's crazy to me, and I understand. I mean, one of the articles we covered here about, I would say, 2 months ago was the headline that in tough times, people are eager to take government jobs because they pay. You know, it's what FDR did with his New Deal, is you were going to take these New Deal jobs from the government. And they said, oh, that brought us out of the Depression. No, it didn't. The war brought us out of the Depression. And really, the globalists helped to do that because we formed the United Nations, which was really the end game of that war, bringing about global government in an incremental sense. Remember, the League of Nations failed after World War I. So they're always trying to recruit, and a heavy paycheck is a way to do that, especially in tough economic times when people are losing their homes, their cars, and their pension funds. I thank you, sir. And plus, you know, you probably have great benefits with the government. They're more than willing to give you the delicious Baxter shots if you're going to take them. All right, let's go to Wendy in Texas. Wendy, you're on the line. Yes, Wendy.
Hi, Jason. I just wanted to say, as a recovering sheeple, I would like to thank you and Mr. Jones for not giving up on us.
Well, thank you.
And I was raised with the head in the sand mentality. And I've been in recovery now for a little over a year. And I'd called his show earlier today and spoke with him briefly at the end of the program. He said to call back, and I was calling about bringing attention to the SB 298.
Okay.
It has passed the Senate, and it is scheduled for public hearing before the House Committee tomorrow.
Well, tell people what this bill is, please.
Okay, this is a bill that violates our Fourth Amendment rights of unreasonable search and seizure. Basically, it enables the law agencies in Texas to set up and operate sobriety checkpoints for the purpose of identifying drunk drivers.
Mm-hmm.
However, for the people out there that don't know about these checkpoints, I mean, Pastor Steven Anderson is a perfect example of how these checkpoints can be completely misused.
Completely misused. All right, for instance, you know, you come up to one of these checkpoints, okay? Everybody's got their seatbelt on. Nobody appears drunk. There's no smell of marijuana in the car. But they don't like the looks of the people in there. They're a little young. They think that maybe, you know, they're off to doing something. Maybe they got something on them. They say, hey, you mind if we search your car real quick? I mean, it's really going to be really fast. And then they say, no, oh, there's probable cause right there. Now, that's not probable cause, but that's what they tell them. They tell them to pull over the car. We're going to come in anyway. And then it ends up being their word against the police officers. And unless they're able to obtain a tape of some sort, they could take the beating of a lifetime like this pastor.
Exactly.
And now he's out. What was it? He said he had to drop $3,000 the next day on a lawyer. He had to spend $800 to get his car fixed. And then his movement.
Has he been allowed to leave Arizona yet?
Yeah, no, he said that he was able to get out of Arizona after the judge initially denied him that request, but he was able to get it in a, I think that his lawyer was able to arrange it so he could get out of the state. But
you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Oh, I know. I mean, he got worked over, and that's why I think it's so important that people protect themselves with the power of the camera and the camcorder. And,
right.
You know,
and it just amazes me, people's mentality on, well, if he's got nothing to hide.
Oh yeah, that's the real mentality. Oh yeah, yeah. You know who said that? Bill Burr said that.
Come in your house and look through all your personables.
No, yeah, I know it. Well, people don't even know what the Fourth Amendment is anymore, and people don't even know that there are three branches of government. You ask the normal person, you know, what are the three branches of government? They're like, the government's not a tree, man. What you talking about, Wendy? I thank you for the call. You know, God forbid they know about the judicial, the executive, and the legislative branch, and how they're supposed to check and balance each other, huh? Novel idea. Very novel. Oh, they used to teach that in school, but, you know, school's all about being cool and having iPhone apps now, so that's unimportant. Let's go to Amando in New York. Amando, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to thank you guys. You're doing a great job. And I wanted to mention there was a caller that was talking before on some other weapons they were using to bring the Twin Towers down.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to mention that you could go to Google Video and look up America Enslaved. Mm-hmm. There's three parts to it. But unfortunately, I was just checking now, and for some reason, I can't find part one or part two. But it basically says that they used thermite to bring down the Twin Towers.
I mean,
and Building 7.
Well, thermite is probably the probable hypothesis, man. Listen, I encourage people to check out Stephen Jones's research altogether on 9/11 and the controlled demolitions. He's the one who first proposed the thermite possibility and hypothesis, and he has done the scientific research to prove his theory, among other theories concerning controlled demolition. He's the go-to guy. He's the guy I trust. He's the guy that has done really the best research in that area. Continue.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention, ever since I watched that movie on Google Video, Obama Deception, I've been constantly getting virus attacks on my computer. Thank God I have up-to-date virus software. Every time it keeps popping up, you know, virus blocked. It's crazy what they try to do.
It is crazy. It's, you know, they openly talk about how they want to regulate the internet. They openly talk about how they have CENTCOM trolling around on the message boards. They openly talk about how they want to restrict your speech, and they're going to attack those that go out and try to challenge the status quo, just challenge the establishment. What happened to our First Amendment rights? And if this Cyberbullying Act gets any attention and actually passes, I mean, you know what? H.R. 1966, go check it out, because it's insanity, folks. Cyberbullying, they're going to arrest me for getting on a message board. I should be able to say whatever I want, as disgusting as it is. I mean, people say the worst things about me you can imagine that are total and complete lies. And you know what? They have the right to say it, because we have a First Amendment in this country. I thank you for the call, Amando. Let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Jason. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. I've listened to the show earlier today. What's occurring to me is that this is a concerted effort that's been going on for a long, long time to separate we human beings from our true knowing, our true gifts of being human beings on planet Earth. And what I'm saying here is that to me, we can get really caught up in this external stuff, and it can really overwhelm a lot of people. It plays on our emotions. It plays on our intellect. And what the challenge is to me is to go deeper. And I believe in spirituality. I'm not necessarily into different religions, because I believe that causes a lot of conflict on planet Earth too. But deep within us is a true knowing, a true wisdom, and a true powerful creative loving force that is healing, that is loving, that is expansive. And the challenge here, the war that's on, is they are trying to subdue us and subdue these natural energies, these natural potentials,
mm-hmm.
you know, like by trying to destroy our DNA. So to me, because, you know, when I listen to this show, it's like, it gets me going sometimes, and I'm like, wait a minute, slow down, take a deep breath, and be calm, and go. The challenge for me is to go deep within and to develop my faculty of intuition, which is tapped into cosmic knowledge, cosmic wisdom that will help us through these storms, these tremendous storms, these challenges to our very existence. So I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and I reach out to everyone out there to take the time out each day to recenter ourselves, to recenter yourself and go to that deep space within us of knowing, that quiet place which is where all life comes from, and all knowing comes from, all creativity and love comes
from. Well, I always, you know, tell people you should reflect on the information that we check out here, go and source it. And I always say, hey, man, I got nothing but love in my heart, because I got to try to remain positive about all this stuff, even when I do get fired up, when I do get angry, when I do get upset. Sometimes that negative energy is just that. It is negative. At the same time, I think that we do have to kind of scare people a little bit, because the things we talk about are scary, but I don't think that you need to recoil in fear and get into the fetal position. I think that's very negative. That's very, you know, it's not proactive. You know, we have to figure positive ways to bring about this stuff. And I'm not too new agey or whatever, but at the same time, I agree with you. You know, we do have a collective consciousness, and we have great power, every individual within ourselves, if we're willing to harness that great power. I thank you for the call, Mark. Let's jump to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason. You know, at the same time Obama was standing up there telling people not to panic over this so-called flu thing, I believe it was the evening news with Katie Couric, and there was some blurb in there about that he was requesting a $1.5 billion in emergency funds.
I covered it on the show. He sure was requesting $1.5 billion, and he was saying, we're just so far behind on this. It really caught us by surprise, and, you know, hopefully we can put a lot more funding into this and have vaccinations ready for everybody.
Yeah, and just happens to be for a company that he just happens to own stock in.
Oh, a little Tamiflu. And you know that the fear-mongering caused Tamiflu to go off the charts, even though they admit it has no effect on the current virus.
I know. It just never seems like it just stops. And, you know, and I know that there are some of the Obama noise that are waking up, but, you know, the ones that are just flocking, that would just willingly go and take this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, if Obama told them to jump off a cliff, they would do it.
They're geared up for this National Day of Service on September 11th, where all the Kool-Aid drinkers are going to knock on your door and say, join the National Civil Service Corporation. We're here to help. It's the Give Act. We're giving to everybody. Let's take back this country. Volunteerism and the government are great. Yay! Socialism. Yay!
The brown shirt Nazis have now become the green shirt Nazis now.
That's right, sir. And it is a Nazi philosophy and a new face, and I thank you for the call, my man. And that's why they always try to associate. It's funny, the people at the top really do go with this Nazi eugenics philosophy, but they realize how the public has perceived the Nazis as pure evil. So that's why they try to associate the alternative media and all these other groups with anti-Semites and racists and Nazis, because they know that invokes anybody with any kind of, like, sensibility thinking, well, that's Nazis are bad. I am not for Nazis. I am against that. Well, no kidding. The majority of us are against Nazis, except for the people that run the show that are the true Nazis. Go check out Order of Death. Go check out Martial Law, two Alex Jones classics. All right, let's go to Skeeter in Indiana. Skeeter, you're on the line.
Burmese.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, man, I forgot to tell you, in Indiana, they already got the, up on the indiana.gov, they got Young Hoosier Conservation Corps up now. So if you're unemployed, it's mandatory 18 to 24 that you sign up for that, which
I'll cover. Stop. They're saying if you're unemployed, it's mandatory for this?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I want to see the documentation
read,
on that.
Check that out. But yeah, if you're 18 to 24, you got to sign up for the...
Well, that is part of the Give Act, sir. They said basically if you are, listen, this is how it works. From 12 to 18, you're doing service anyway. They say it's voluntary.
Yeah, I know.
It's not going to be voluntary. Yeah. Then they say, okay, now you're out of high school. Guess what? If you're not going to go to college, and if you do go to college, guess what? You still have to do this. But if you're not going to go to college, you have to do a secondary school or do service for your country. So that could be what this is about. 18 to 24 is the after high school age if you're not in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then a couple other more points. I just saw a thing on CNN tonight about the stops and seizures in Texas where they'll just, you know, take your money. That was on, there's like some investigative reporter.
Yeah, and then they try to go talk to the district attorney, and you know what she was doing? She was playing the guitar in front of a bunch of firemen, and she refused to talk to the media. And she was buying things like, I think it was a popcorn machine for $500 with the money.
Yeah.
She bought a bunch of blow pops for some kind of an event. It was pretty ludicrous. It's small-scale corruption, but it shows how disgusting and corrupt they are when they'll just roll up on people like thugs and say, give me your money, and then they spend it on lavishing themselves. Quite disgusting.
And I was really fired up about the ASU today, about the ASU, them passing out all the DVDs. And one quick question. Have you seen the movie Bug with
I know that the guy in Bug basically goes insane and he starts talking about the Bilderberg group and you're crazy if you talk about the Bilderberg group. You believe there are nano bugs under your skin. And doesn't he end up starting like skin himself and all this other Johnny nonsense?
Yeah, but I was wanting to know if you knew what he said like at the end of his Bilderberg rant, because there was some interesting stuff and I just didn't have a chance to get it. But also, man, let you go, Ron Paul, 124. It's awesome, man.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call, Skeeter. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Ed and others in the final segment. Folks, it's the Info Warrior. What did we cover today? We covered the Air Force One PSYOP. We covered the DHS document, not the way the mainstream media covers it, the way reality covers it, by reading it. What a novel idea. Let's read it in its entirety and tell you what's in it. No, the Washington Times just wants to make it about Odin worship and anti-Semites. Doesn't want to talk about the alternative media. Doesn't want to talk about the fact that people against illegal immigration can be against that. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Years and years I roamed, I gazed up, gazed and stared. We must have a million years, I must have died alone.
folks, we are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior. I'm going to try to shoot through these last two calls. Remember, you can get the podcast on the left-hand side of theinfowarrior.com. I got a story up about the Iran bombing of three Iraq cities and the fact that they're going to help us in the war on terror and they're going to fight the Afghan drug trade. Yeah, right. All right, let's go to Ed in Ohio. Ed, you're on the line.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I might be a little off beat here, but the swine flu thing kind of made me think of, remember the anthrax letters that was the big thing that followed the bombing?
Sure.
I just wanted to know what you thought of that. I mean,
all right, well, I have a small section.
Usually don't lay anything out like that unless they've got a plan, you know?
Well, I mean, with the anthrax, it was really to scare the media into submission, into not reporting any of the anomalous facts like, oh, the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases, and oh, this is coming out in the media. Oh, there were drills that morning of almost the same exact thing going on. And oh, Bin Laden was meeting with members of the CIA just before 9/11, and then on 9/11, he happened to be, you know, staying in a Pakistani hospital and guarded by the ISI there, and the ISI wired these monies to the hijackers. So really, that was a scare tactic, and they blamed it on three different parties. Okay, the last one was a guy who was suicided in government custody, Bruce Ivins, and it was proved that he didn't have anything to do with it. They ran drills called Dark Winter just before 9/11, which at the end of the drill, basically there's been a pandemic and nuclear attack all over the countries, and then the terrorists mail out anthrax and other bioweapons via the mail to the media, right before 9/11. So, you know, again, you got to wonder what's going on here? Obviously, that's an inside job, and this does not look good for them. When they're pumping up the swine flu, when it's not even really swine flu, again, it has two types of supposed swine flu in it. It has one type of avian and one type of human flu, and then they can't find any pigs with it until this weekend, and the pigs that they found it with aren't from Mexico, they're from Canada. It reeks, sir. It definitely reeks like hell. If you want to see my little segment about the anthrax attacks and fabled enemies, you can do so. I think it's part 10 or 11 on the web, or just watch the whole movie. It's all available for free over at YouTube and Google Video. I thank you for the call, Ed. All right, last caller, Jennifer in Georgia. You're on the line.
Hi, Jason. First, I want to thank you and Alex for everything that y'all do. I've got two questions, actually. One, I live in a small town in Georgia, and all of our addresses are like rural route or P.O. box,
mm-hmm.
and now they have changed to a physical address.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of alarming that all of a sudden
you're going to be a part of Google Earth, don't you understand? I mean, the census is really, first of all, before Google was really recruited by the military, they realized that this was not only a big search engine, but a tool for global dominance. So they incorporated them in. I mean, they had their own private satellites up there. And, you know, there are still those spots on Google Earth that you can't get to. Well, that is going to change after this Census Bureau gets done. They're going to every home and within 40 feet GPSing your house. And then they will feed it to these satellite systems and they will have your house. And it won't be long before they have Google Street there. I wish I could have got to your second question, Jennifer, but we ran out of time. Call back tomorrow. It's the Info Warrior. I'm on every night, 9 to midnight Central Time, folks, and I'm over at the YouTube. They haven't pulled the Info Warrior channel yet, and give them hell for pulling the Alex Jones channel. We're going to get that back on top. I promise you that. It's the Info Warrior. Thank you for joining me. Peace.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.